Europe.
Charlemagne, the great cover-up. Europe is losing its penchant for public nudity.
Man is born naked, but everywhere he is in clothes. Well, nearly everywhere. Visit a sauna in Denmark, bits of public parks in Germany, or many a beach in France, and clothing becomes as scarce as office workers at the height of August. Mortifying as it may seem to the clothes-minded, Europe is the spiritual home of nudity, a continent where enough people, in some countries more than others, are happy to show off their private parts in public places that it has long since lost the ability to offend. Yet a cloud is hanging over those who eschew bathing costumes. Casual nakedness is falling prey to rising prudishness. Nudist associations are losing members at a clip matched only by the church. Worse, a habit one might prefer to be undertaken by the young is increasingly the preserve of the aging. The sagging clientele for all nude events points to a more buttoned-up continent. Can Charlemagne strip down the debate to its bare essentials? Visitors to Europe often imagine public nudity to be an offshoot of its supposed licentiousness. Beachgoers start by stripping off together, then end up in each other's beds. Something close to the opposite is true. In contrast to Americans, many Europeans insist there is nothing sexual about the naked body. It is merely eroticized by those who choose to gaze at it in that way. If all agree, it thus becomes possible to hang out with colleagues, friends, and your mother-in-law in the buff with no titillation involved. Some quietly go starkers in their back garden. Others prefer to flash their flab more publicly. National associations of the clothes shy organize everything from naked campsites to museum visits and petanque tournaments. Nudist venues exude a chilled-out vibe where formalities are eschewed alongside garments. Perhaps unexpectedly, it is in Europe's often chilly north that clothing is most often optional. Few in the Nordic countries give a second thought to stripping off in the company of strangers, at least of the same sex. It takes weeks to convince a taciturn Finn to look you in the eyes, but mere hours before he shows you his genitals while you sweat together in a sauna. Some beating with birch branches may ensue. Southerners are less often found shedding clothes, the legacy of Catholic norms. Standing proudly alone in the nudist pantheon is Germany. A prominent free body culture movement emerged there in the late 19th century, a return to nature reaction to the grim industrialization of the era. The urge to strip off became all the stronger in repressive East Germany, where nudism offered a rare acceptable form of emancipation from the communist state's overbearing authority. American feminists in the 1960s defied societal norms by burning bras. East Germans sought freedom by getting rid of the rest of their wardrobe. Even as freedom returned after 1989, clothing often did not. Germans' willingness to strip off can still raise eyebrows. In 2020, a middle-aged naked sunbather caused an internet stir after a video went viral of him chasing a wild boar that had made off with a bag containing his laptop in a Berlin park. But it is becoming rarer. In June, the Maine Nudist Association cancelled celebrations for its 75th birthday amid a lack of interest. At 34,000, its membership has fallen by nearly half since it celebrated its 50th birthday, prompting Bild, a tabloid, to bemoan a crisis of nudity in Germany. In France, doing le topless at the beach has lost its appeal, at least to practitioners. In 1984, some 43% of adult French women under 50 had bared their breasts at the beach. The figure is now under 20%. The practice is now three times more popular among over 65s than it is with 18 to 24-year-olds. Three factors are held up as responsible for the great European cover-up. The first is the rise of Instagram and other social media, featuring perfect bodies few of us are blessed with. There is increasingly a fear of appearing flawed, says Maren Möhring, a cultural historian at the University of Leipzig. Young people, especially women, fear exposing themselves. The second inhibitor to nudity is the ubiquity of smartphones. P Peeping Toms have been an irksome reality at nude venues for as long as they have existed. But the spread of digital photography has raised the risks of a semi-private naked swim becoming a far more public thing. Third, the rise of cross-border tourism and migration means beaches even in nudist-friendly areas are now frequented by many for whom the practice remains taboo. In France, the debate around beach clothing has of late focused on women of North African heritage wearing too much clothing, in the form of burkinis that cover up the entire body, rather than too little. If public nudity was ever an act of defiant emancipation, it has long since lost any of its transgressive mojo. For in liberal Europe nowadays, more or less anything goes. You can shake off the yoke without also shaking off your underwear. What would be lost in a continent which had turned its back on nudity? Charlemagne felt a duty to uncover the truth, and himself in the process. On a recent trip through the town of Råå in western Sweden, he spotted a slice of beach reserved for those sunning themselves with no tan lines. Setting both his inhibitions and briefs aside, he joined the unclothed masses. While being careful not to gawk, he soon confirmed the adage that the problem with nudist beaches is that they are patronised by the wrong people, your columnist included. Beachgoers, both half and more often double his age, were going about their holidays, reading a book or peering into the Øresund Strait. Attempts to find modesty by going for a swim were foiled by the shallow waters, barely high enough to cover one's knees, let alone anything higher up. Surprisingly soon, the novelty of nudity wears off. It turns out the problem with naked bathing is not so much dealing with self-consciousness as with the chilly winds of Scandinavia.